This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives will take the historic step of drafting articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's just the fourth time Congress will try to remove the chief executive, a milestone moment and a sad one for Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who long warned impeachment is too divisive.
I'm really sorry the president made this necessary by his complete disregard for the vision of our founders.
Pelosi has told House committee chairs to begin drafting the articles. A full House vote is expected by Christmas. President Trump says Democrats might as well move quickly, figuring he will get a fair shake in the GOP-led Senate next year. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Following Pelosi's announcement, President Trump sent a tweet saying the decision to pursue articles of impeachment means future presidents will routinely face impeachment threats from lawmakers. Paris is virtually shut down amid nationwide strikes over President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the country's retirement system. Small groups of protesters are hurling flares, smashing store windows, and setting fires in eastern Paris. This tourist from Canada is disappointed the Eiffel Tower is closed.
No, we had one morning left and we wanted to come up the Eiffel Tower, but it was closed, so we came to see the gardens anyway, just to get underneath it.
Most of the Paris metro system is shut down. Hotels in Paris report numerous cancellations. U.S. and British law enforcement officials announced criminal charges against a notorious Russian hacker. They accused Maxim Yakubets of a decade-long cybercrime spree that resulted in tens of millions of dollars in losses to victims around the world. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News. North Korea warned Thursday that it would resume using derogatory language to describe President Trump if he continues to provoke Pyongyang. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Pyongyang says it will resume insults of Trump and consider him a dotard if he keeps using provocative language, such as referring to its leader as Rocket Man. The North's first vice foreign minister issued the warning via state media days after Trump spoke of possible military action toward the North and revived his nickname for ruler Kim Jong-un. The officials said North Korea will respond with its own harsh language if Trump again uses such phrases and shows he is intentionally provoking North Korea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's Huawei has mounted a legal challenge against the U.S. Federal Communications Commission after the body designated the technology giant as a security threat. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Huawei has fired back at the FCC for cutting off its sales in the U.S. On Thursday, the tech giant said it's suing the U.S. telecoms regulator. Last month, the FCC branded Huawei and another Chinese tech company, ZTE, as national security threats. It also voted to block them both from a subsidy program that rural U.S. carriers depend on to buy Huawei's gear. The company's chief legal officer said the FCC had not provided enough evidence to say Huawei is a threat. Last month, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said the rule was not a political issue. The commission argued Huawei's risk lies in the company's ties to Beijing and Chinese laws requiring companies like it to assist in intelligence activities.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Turkey's defense ministry says a car bomb explosion in a Turkish-controlled area of northeastern Syria has killed two civilians. In a statement posted on Twitter, the ministry said at least 10 others were wounded in the attack. Visitors at the Tennessee Aquarium can see an electric eel lighting up a Christmas tree. AP Shelley Adler has his story.
Tom Benson is the director of external affairs at the aquarium, and he explains the process that begins with two sensors in the water that pick up electrical discharges from the eel.
So you see the little static crackles and pops as he's releasing a little bit of energy as he's swimming around his exhibit. And when he's excited, when he's feeding or digging in the exhibit, the pops and crackles get a lot louder, and those lights get very bright as well.
This is what it sounds like to visitors. The eel is also on Twitter.
At Electric Miguel is his Twitter handle. And when he sends out that big burst of energy, when he's feeding or active, a preloaded tweet goes out.
I'm Shelley Adler.
One of the brightest signs of the holiday season has come to light. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York City was officially turned on Wednesday night. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.